Like a lot of other people who grew up in Latino households, Isabella Herrera has heard many boleros.
Según tu punto de vista.
Sometimes when my parents were feeling nostalgic, they would put on an old bolero and it would remind them of their parents, you know? And so it always had like a place in the household.
If you have lived a while in the U.S., you have likely heard a bolero too, even if you didn't know it. They're those poetic, aching ballads full of romantic longing, popular throughout Latin America. And even now, they are exactly what Isabella Herrera puts on when she's feeling really sad.
The vocal performance is sort of just, you can feel the sorrow. It's very palpable.
Yo soy la mala, la que te llegó hasta el alma, la gran tirana.
I have to ask, if you've been through any rough breakups, do you just like blast a bolero for catharsis?
I will pour myself a glass of red wine and I will put on some La Lupe and I will, you know, I will just weep and I'll let it all out. It's very soothing.
I love it. The bolero is well over a century old. So these days, the various songs can sound a bit different. In a story for NPR Music, Herrera wrote about how women are now reinventing the genre of boleros. But first, I wanted to know, where does this music come from in the first place?
Its origins are in Santiago de Cuba. In the late 1800s, Afro-Cuban troubadours would kind of wander the countryside singing romantic lyrics over guitars. You know, eventually the genre traveled to the capital, to Havana. And then around the 20s and 30s, the music traveled over the Yucatan Peninsula. Once the genre gets to Mexico, and specifically to the Mexican capital, that's when it really begins to explode, you know, commercially.
Solamente una vez.
It starts getting performed in theater. It starts, you know, appearing in movies. And the music travels to a broad Latin American audience. And then you have, you know, people from across the region making their own versions of bolero in their own styles.
And the classic boleros, they were generally written and sung by men, right? Like, at least at the beginning. How much did that piece matter?
I mean, I think, like the history of most other music styles, I think at the beginning, a lot of it was commandeered by men. The lyrics often were gendered. They often, you know, sort of portrayed men as like victims of, you know, this cruel lover.
Usted es la culpable de todas mis angustias.
A woman who is unreliable or like a femme fatale sort of figure. And that definitely shaped sort of like the genre from the beginning and how it was perceived.
Okay, wait, so I need to know, is there like a classic bolero song that totally paints women like that?
I definitely think there are a few. One that comes to mind is Usted, which is originally composed by Gabriel Ruiz, but it's performed by Los Panchos. And it's definitely a complicated song because, you know, it sort of portrays the woman as like the cause of this man's problems. You know, he kind of says she's like this hysterical lover who exasperates him and makes him crazy.
No juegue con mi pena, ni con mi sentimiento, que es lo único que tengo.
He says, like, usted me desespera, me mata, me enloquece, all these things about making him crazy. But, you know, at another point in the song, he says, like, that this woman is his hope and his life. So it's very much like painting those kinds of tropes at the same time that, you know, it's fitting into that sense of longing.
And you write that there's been kind of this new wave of artists in bolero songs, especially like female artists who are reimagining what it means to sing a bolero. In what way do you mean that reimagination?
I think there's two parts to it because, you know, women sort of in the 60s always performed bolero too. But the difference here now is that these women, they're writing their own songs. You know, many of these songs are still about sorrow. They're about suffering and romance. But, you know, when these songs are written by women, it's not as easy to read them as tropes. You know, you can't revert to like these cliches of women as like a cruel seductress or, you know, some other like patriarchal stereotype. And of course, like men are no longer the center of the songs, right? It's about the woman's perspective.
Al principio fuimos una gran locura y ahora estamos tan aburridos.
There's another really great bolero, contemporary bolero by the artist Mon Laferte called Funeral that I think is really beautiful and kind of representative of this moment too. You know, it's about like listening to yourself and your needs. It's about confronting when a relationship has come to an end and kind of like centering yourself in that.
Nada es para siempre, amor. Vamos a escuchar al corazón.
She says, nothing is forever, love. Let's listen to our heart. And, you know, it's just like a beautiful message about like sort of finding this like self-knowledge and this sort of like attention to the self rather than sort of trying to like kowtow to a man's needs or anything. And I think that's, it's really important.
100%.
You better.
The song Ay Hombre by Senia Rubinos is definitely a song that sort of explores these lyrical themes of independence, of, you know, self-knowledge. There's a moment in the song when she says, you know, llegará el día en que te vas a arrepentir, nunca te atrevas a buscarme otra vez.
Yo viviré mi vida bien sin ti.
The day will come when you regret it. Like, don't you dare seek me out again. I'll live my life well without you. You know, so there's a little bit of that vengeance, but also it's like this reminder, you know, that like I can move on. I have the independence, you know.
Yes.
I can live my life well without you.
Words to live by. You know, I'm wondering, does the way bolero songs, the way that they've evolved with more women reshaping those songs, does that fit into larger shifts in Latin music in general?
I just want to be clear that I feel like women have always put forth these kinds of messages. If you listen to a song by La Lupe, for example, she's a classic Cuban artist who really sort of like centered a woman's perspective in the genre bolero.
No me importa entregarme a ti sin condición.
We just haven't really traditionally read it that way. And that's the difference. Also, there are absolutely more women in this industry now, and women who are carving their own path and changing the game even as it remains very male-dominated. So I do think the fact that there are a lot more of us is really helping to chip away at these structures.
Isabella Herrera is a contributing editor at Pitchfork, and she wrote, Reimagined for a New Era, Boleros Become Songs of Gendered Rebellion for NPR Music. Thank you so much. It was so lovely to speak with you.
Thank you so much for having me.